This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israeli officials objected Thursday to U.S. President Joe Biden's decision to pause a shipment of weapons, some weapons, to Israel, amid concerns over Israel's plan to expand a military operation in Rafah that the United States does not support. Israeli Ambassador to the United Nations, Gilad Erdan, called the move a difficult and very disappointing statement to hear from a president to whom we have been grateful since the beginning of the war. Biden's stance is the toughest yet on Israel's military operations in Gaza. In the conversations with VOA's International Edition program, analyst Rajan Menon of the Defense Priorities Policy Center said Israel's actions have become a political liability to the U.S. president, and Biden is sending a message to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
So I think he's signaling to Netanyahu that he wants an operation that minimizes civilian deaths and the displacement of civilians, because he wants the consequences not to redound to his disadvantage, Biden.
Menon says he doubts there will be a significant stoppage of U.S. weapons supplied to Israel. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said Thursday the U.N. health body was deeply concerned about Israel's increased military activities in the southern city of Rafah, where most of Gaza's people have fled for safety. Speaking in a news conference in Geneva Thursday, Adhanom Ghebreyesus added that the WHO has no intention of withdrawing from Rafah and would stay and deliver aid alongside its partners.
WHO is coordinating the work of 20 emergency medical teams in Gaza, comprising 179 internationals from 30 countries working alongside 800 local staff. These teams are embedded in 10 existing hospitals and have established 5 field hospitals.
The WHO chief said a ceasefire is urgently needed in Gaza. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin accused the West Thursday of risking a global conflict and said no one would be allowed to threaten the world's biggest nuclear power as Russia marked the Soviet Union's victory over Nazi Germany in World War II. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
Russian President Vladimir Putin spoke on Red Square on Thursday as Russia marked the Soviet Union's victory over Nazi Germany in World War II.
Russia will do everything to prevent a global conflict, but at the same time, we will not allow anyone to threaten us. Our strategic forces are always in combat readiness.
Crowds of Russians gathered in the center of Moscow to watch the Victory Day parade. It's an annual display of Russia's military might. But this year, the parade was pared down, indicating strains born from more than 2 years of war in Ukraine. Russia showed off just one T-34 tank, though also displayed a Yars intercontinental strategic missile. No Western leaders attended the parade.
That was Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reporting. Forecasters say more rain is headed for southern Brazil, which is still reeling from massive and deadly flooding. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Authorities in southern Brazil rushed to rescue survivors of the massive flooding that has killed at least 100 people. More than 230,000 people have been displaced, and much of the region has been isolated by floodwaters. Dozens of displaced people have crowded into a warehouse in Porto Alegre for shelter from the floods. 68-year-old Heitor da Silva told the AP, "I only took my documents, 3 shirts, 2 underwear and my flip-flops. All the rest is gone." Climate scientist Alvaro da Silva says climate change is to blame.
This is what happens when we have 1.2 degrees Celsius warmer world than in pre-industrial time.
I'm Karen Chamas.
A new report from a U.S. gun safety group indicates the number of stolen guns from automobiles in the country has tripled in the last 10 years. AP Washington correspondent, or AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The gun safety group Every Town has analyzed data from the FBI from 337 cities in 44 states. The group says that since the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic, the rate of guns stolen from vehicles has gone up nearly every year, along with a major surge in weapons purchased in the U.S. And in some cases, the stolen weapons have turned up at crime scenes. Steve Dettelbach, director of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, says the alarming trend underscores the need for people to safely secure their firearms. Nearly 122,000 guns were reported stolen in 2022. Donna Warder, Washington.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.